let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
And our movie date this week is Mary Elizabeth Williams, Salon.com culture reporter, because Rafer Guzman had a baby, actually, within the last week. Congratulations to Rafer.
His wife did, right?
Mary Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to talk to you. We're going to talk at some length, first of all, about that trivia question, which relates to Saturday Night Live, because the Saturday Night Live franchise of movies actually continues with one release this week, right?
MacGruber.
That's right. But the other big release is another franchise movie, Shrek 4 Forever After. Let's talk about, it actually does have a Saturday Night Live connection because the legendary actors Mike Myers and Eddie Murphy are all a part of the Shrek legend. Listen.
Donkey, it's me.
I've never seen you before in my life.
It's Shrek, your best friend.
Whoa! Please eat my face last and send my hooves to my mama.
So, Shrek Forever After. They say it's the last. Is that a good thing?
Well, they always say it's the last, right? That's part of a franchise's promise. But this is a very, very pleasant surprise. It's
really
the best Shrek movie since the first one, after two rather moribund sequels in the middle. This is how you reboot a franchise, people. This is how you do it right. I mean, you take the old premise, the It's a Wonderful Life, where Peggy Sue got married. He has to restart his whole life. Nobody knows who he is. It's as if he never existed. And it's done in a way that's very sad and sweet.
Wow.
And occasionally embittered. There's a lot of midlife crisis stuff for us parents, but the ultimate smell test, my kids really loved it.
Well, that's great. The fourth installment of Shrek, Peggy Sue Got Ugly, I guess would be how we would describe the Shrek.
Got green,
yeah. Okay, so that's on the Shrek 4 movie. But the other big opening today is, as you mentioned, MacGruber, another Saturday Night Live spinoff. Listen.
Lieutenant Piper, he'll be your second in command on this. We believe the X-5 is now in the possession of this man.
He's untouchable.
Oh, I'll touch him, rookie. I'll touch him wherever I want.
So describe this character, and how successful is this as a full feature-length movie?
Well, MacGruber is based on the old MacGyver series. The idea is he's kind of a hapless weirdo expert who can take paper clips and chewing gum and turn them into any kind of arms or weapons you want. But I think the ultimate lesson of MacGruber and so many of the Saturday Night Live films is something that's fun for 5 minutes may not be pleasurable for 2 hours.
Which was the problem with the 1994 It's Pat.
Pat, aren't you?
Who wants to know?
Oh, we're Ween.
What's a Ween?
We're a band, you know. That's Gene Ween and I'm Dean Ween.
Yeah, anyway, we're doing a gig tonight. We were wondering if you wanted to come out and play.
Great! I'm in a band!
That, of course, is It's Pat, a skit that became a movie that became a disaster.
Became a disaster, although MacGruber makes me reconsider the wonders of It's
really?
Pat. I'll tell you that. But, the 90s, when you could make jokes about Ween. This is it's one of probably the most surreal of all of the SNL movies in a franchise that includes Coneheads. That's saying quite a bit.
Well, it is a huge franchise. I mean, we were talking about this, Celeste, in the office yesterday. I mean, there are so many Saturday Night Live movies. This pipeline is gigantic. It's been immensely profitable for Lorne Michaels, who helped to create Saturday Night Live. Some of the more successful of the skits that became movies, of course, was this one. You recognize?
Wayne, what do you do if every time you see this one incredible woman, you think you're gonna hurl?
I say hurl. If you blow chunks and she comes back, she's yours. If you spew and she bolts, it was never meant to be.
Worlds to Live By back in the 90s. Wayne's World. Danny Carvey, Mike Myers.
I've got that tattooed on my arm. Yeah. Wayne's World, hugely profitable. Even the sequel was profitable. It's actually a very sweet movie because you take a premise about two nice characters who are likable and funny and outsiders, and you take them somewhere outside of just that small 5-minute world that Saturday Night Live has created
for
them.
Real believable characters.
Yeah.
That's kind of what makes the difference from say, Coneheads or It's Pat.
Right. You like Wayne and Garth. They're in a tradition of movie characters like Bill and Ted and just other kind
right,
of,
Bill
or,
exactly.
You know, Hope and Crosby. They're just two weirdos out on the road.
The amazing thing to me about, I mean, Wayne's World, it's almost like these characters, if they didn't exist, they should, because they're so real in some sense.
Right.
There are also Saturday Night Live characters who you would swear that you actually grew up with them, even though you didn't. Listen.
Remember, people, that no matter who you are and what you do to live, thrive, and survive, there's still some things that make us all the same.
Dan Aykroyd in The Blues Brothers from 1980. That's certainly my favorite.
I've got to say, first and best SNL movie. You can't touch it. This is why the new Hanson video, Thinking About Something, references it. It's a complete homage to The Blues Brothers, because it's great music, it's great dance numbers, and it's just really sweet but slightly deviant characters.
Now, Mary Elizabeth Williams, I'm going to make a prediction. Celeste, I think you're like a Coneheads.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
I'm totally wrong.
Yeah, you're
You didn't like Coneheads.
I'm Wayne's World all
Wayne's
way.
World. Wayne's World. See, now I should have got
But
that.
I have a
That's
have,
another movie.
But there is an SNL movie that I have a little soft spot for, and that is, I think you've got a cue.
Oh, Night at the Roxbury, sure.
What's up?
Just giving you an $80 ticket.
She is so into you.
Have a good night.
It's already been good now that you served and protected me.
With a Ghostbusters soundtrack there. Will Ferrell, I mean, what's not to love? And Chris Kattan.
It's a little bit of a guilty pleasure. It's Will Ferrell's first starring role, and it never fails to charm me.
All right, trivia time.
I'm ready.
Okay. The first star out of Saturday Night Live, movie star out of Saturday Night Live, was Chevy Chase, of course. Can you name the second and the movie that made this star so big?
I'm going to say that it's Belushi and it's Animal House.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
That's it.
She's right.
Belushi and Animal House.
See,
fantastic.
I guessed Bill Murray and Caddyshack. I was two
you were
years
too
late.
2 years too late. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Well, Mary Elizabeth Williams, thanks so much. Salon.com culture reporter and our dear friend.
And a winner today.
Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely.
You win the Lexus.
If you want more movies, you can get our podcast Movie Date, Newsday critic Rafer Guzman, and Takeaway producer Kristen Meinzer talk about films. You can subscribe by heading over to our site, thetakeaway.org, and then click on podcasts. And for the fans out there, we will have coverage of the Lost series finale throughout the morning and online. Whether you've seen it or not, here's the question, and maybe you have an answer for this, Mary. How do you want it to end?
I want it to all be a dream in Tommy Westfall's imagination.
Let us know your take. You can text the word take to
698-66.
We'll tell you how to go from there. You may have to pay for that text if you, but I don't care how it ends. I just want it to end. I'm Celeste Headley.
How I felt about MacGruber.
I'm John Hockenberry. I'm found. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.